Oh, there's something I forgot to record that I gotta record before I forget. Pretty important, actually. A while back, I had thought of doing this with the, but it wasn't $3.6 million, it was $1 million. And someone mentioned in their ideal that not everyone in this country could have or create $1 million. In other words, what he was saying was that if everyone was doing it, everyone couldn't succeed in the creating of the $1 million. And that's actually incorrect. But here's the problem. The more you think about that, the more your mind will try to, in a sense, tell you that that's not logically possible, even though it is. Now, the thing is, at that point, you'd be, in a sense, fighting with your mind. You'd be struggling with your own thoughts of whether or not it's possible. And, in a sense, unless you know how and why it's possible, it would be difficult for you to convince yourself. So at that time, when that person mentioned that, I said, well, it's a wonderful conversation, a great argument. Unfortunately, I don't want to have this conversation because I found in the past that I would spend all my energy trying to show you how it is possible, in a sense, trying to convince you, and you've already made up your mind that it's not possible, so you would be trying to convince me, in a sense, that it is not possible. So I would be expending huge amounts of energy bucking up against something that I don't agree with and trying to convince you to have a different train of thought, when in fact it's very difficult to prove to you that it is possible. So it really doesn't serve much purpose, and in a sense it will actually hold me back. So I found that in the main basis of it, it's better for me not at all to even think about it and just simply let it be. And although I know reasons and I can come up with examples of why it's possible, and I think I will put an example on a tape, but generally I don't really want to think about it, because sometimes my mind does try to go with the opposite, because my mind is based a little bit on logic and on possibilities and probabilities and so forth. So I just see no reason why to engage something that would cause any resistance. So I simply put that aside and I accept with my confidence and my belief that that is possible. And again, that's where we come back to some things are worth believing. Because the believing in itself is the creating of it. I mean, the believing is the creating of it. The confidence of having the confidence in it is, in a sense, the beginning of the creating of it. I mean, that's exactly, in a sense, what we're doing. We're creating the confidence in it, creating the appreciation for it, through that opening our heart centers, sending out that energy, and also at the same time receiving it back, opening to receive, and allowing it to come back. What we create with that is irrelevant. We can create anything with that, including the very fact that everyone can have the 1 million, 3.6 million, whatever it be. Regardless, it is possible, and I have chosen to accept that belief. Regardless of whatever other evidence someone else might come up with. And at the beginning I did come up with some evidence to prove it, but I don't need that anymore. Now, it's so busy out here today. Now the wind's picking up also, I gotta have the motor running. I'm sitting in my boat right now and in a little dinghy. Rudy, anyway, we're heading back to the main boat. But the thing is, we need to choose what we want to believe in. What serves us and serves our purpose. And thereby it ends up being, like I said, being created anyway. So, we need to have confidence in it. And that's something each individual, I think, has to do for themselves. And if that, I think that question comes up, can everybody do it? Yeah, in my mind, it's 100% positive. I would have no problem staking my entire life on it. So what you do with it, if you're listening to this or reading this, it's up to you. But it'll work a lot better if you can believe. And like I said, even at the very worst, there's an awful lot of benefits to working on creating those 3.6 million, even if they didn't come. But they will. There's no doubt about that. That's it for now. On the thumbnails, oh, that person is still working at that same grungy job he doesn't like. Still has got barely a nickel to rub together. But he's got a belief that he's firmly willing to die for, to starve for, to be poor for. And that's his choice. Not my choice.